When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Forever! Dog.
Her life is still on the line this week on the podcast. R.L. Stine's The Babysitter 4. Hello, welcome to Teen Creeps, the podcast that discusses YA pulp fiction. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Kaytai.
I'm another one of your hosts, Kelly Nugent.
And we are back to R.L. Stine's Babysitter series with Babysitter 4, back in the habit.
New neighborhood, well, new nightmare.
If this had like a subtitle, what would it be? Babysitter 4.
She's still doing it. She won't stop.
Babysitter 4, Ghost Protocol.
Babysitter 4 Ghost Protocol.
That is what it is. Babysitter 4 Ghost Protocol. Because there are ghosts.
There are legit literally ghosts in this. This one, I was excited is about that. Supernatural.
I was very pleased.
I was very pleased about the supernatural element. I mm-hmm. was laughing a lot reading this book. There were a lot of moments where I was like, Jenny, I don't know what it is about babysitting that has you hooked. You are
but
you are
find a way to say goodbye.
You need to go cold turkey. You need to stop mm-hmm. babysitting.
Learn to quit.
You cannot do this anymore.
I like, God bless her mother, but
bad mom.
Push bad back mom. Harder because yes. like if the neighbor lady is like, oh, can your daughter babysit? Say no. Say yeah. she cannot.
Say she
because
cannot.
This girl cannot.
No.
Like, she is destined to die babysitting.
Yes. And, like, it's not
there is
not
no good,
good
babysitting
her.
Situation for this girl.
It's really not good for her. I get that she's, like, supposedly healed. So, like, the book starts, and she's like,
And this is her healed.
Yeah, this is her healed. She's, like, beating the shit out of, like, a dummy with a bat. And she's imagining.
Screaming in anger.
Like, fully imagining it's Mr. Hagen. And then she's like, wow, I feel amazing and strong, stronger than I've ever felt. And I'm like, you're being very weird. And then she's like, I think I'm ready to leave the mental hospital. Now, I did not recall that she was in the mental hospital.
Nor I.
So I was like, oh my God, is she okay? Answer is no, she's not okay. She's really not okay. But it's not because of mental hospital reasons. She's actually fine. It's just now she's plagued by ghosts.
Yeah. Truly, it has nothing to do with Mr. Hagen. Anybody would have encountered this situation
yes.
had they gone to babysit in this particular house.
Any babysitter would have encountered this.
Mm-hmm.
So she...
I think, side note, I think this is the best of the babysitter covers. Because like her outfit is so 1995.
I know. And it's funny
it's
because
fantastic.
The font, because all of them, the font is like that colored pencil font.
Yes.
Which like you would think is cheesy, but like honestly, it really works with the cover. And just like the details where it's like the fridge behind her with like the note and the magnets and the mm-hmm. drawings. And her fucking outfit is amazing. That like.
She's like, wearing a black mini skirt, just like a cap sleeve, plain like white tee with like a scoop neck.
With like little
into
like
the mini
loop,
skirt.
Like looped crochet neckline, a little like rosary bead short necklace, a little swatch watch probably.
It's like she's wearing like a choker with
like yeah, it's like rosary beads.
Yeah.
And then what if you look very closely, I think she's wearing tights.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then
they appear to be like opaque black tights.
And then like fake Adidas, like off-brand Adidas. Suede, probably. And
it's like the 1995 dream junior high outfit.
Dream junior high outfit. And okay, I love the detail of the tension in the cord that she's holding. Like it's like tighter above her
hand.
Yeah,
she's extending it because like she's freaked.
Yeah, and her face is so emotive. This is literally the best babysitter cover.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
And like babysitter covers are good.
They're really good.
It's hard to beat, but I think this one's the best.
For sure, this one's the best. It's so good. It's mesmerizing. Like, there's so many details I could look at. This is one of those books where, as a child, I would just, like, stare at the cover and imagine
myself as, like, being her. Yeah.
And, like, live in the space. Because I'm, like, looking at this window right now. What's this little thing in the bottom left corner? What is that?
I don't know. I'm trying to... Is it
a little birdhouse or something? Bigger. And then just, like, the can. Like, also the, like... shadow old of dishwasher. The fridge is really good, like scary. This is a really beautiful cover.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's great. And that's Jenny, of course, on the cover, because mm-hmm. she again is scared because she's being haunted by ghosts not related to Mr. Hagen.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, she's not really scared of Mr. Hagen anymore, except for there's a moment where Cal calls.
Yeah. I was so relieved that Cal wasn't doing it on purpose.
No.
Because I was what are you thinking?
I know. No, he just had weird laryngitis, weirdly timed laryngitis. So that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it sounds like he's doing a Mr. Hagen voice.
But he's like, I don't know what happened to me. I just lost my laryngitis. Voice.
It's not catching. I'm like, you don't know that.
I know. I was like, don't come over to the house.
Yeah, do not do that.
But we're in a post-COVID world. Because it used to be, don't go out. Like, you're being too hard on yourself. Rather than don't go out, you're going to get everybody sick.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really shifted.
Yes.
To that. But yeah, so this is the other thing. I'll read the back of the book. It's from what I can see, it's probably not very helpful for the plot, but it'll get us started.
Mm-hmm.
New neighborhood, new nightmare. Don't live in the past. That's what they say. So Jenny's trying to forget all of the horrible babysitting experiences that landed her in the hospital last year. But now Jenny's in a new house, in a new neighborhood. And Jenny's new neighbor, Mrs. Warsaw, wants her to babysit. Poor Jenny. If only she could just say no to sitting. And also just say no is in quotes, like the Nancy Reagan thing. Because someone is watching Jenny, waiting for her. Someone who hates babysitters. Someone who wants her, .. dead.
That's true.
It is true.
This person hates babysitters.
Yes. Just as much as Mr. Hagen.
And, but like similarly... misplaced anger.
Yeah.
Like, again, babysitter at wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah. And even the original babysitter was wronged. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, I was suspicious of Seth to begin with from the get-go.
Yeah. Well, he's a little shit. He starts wailing on a five-year-old.
No, that's not. That was Sean.
That was Sean?
Yes.
I was confused about.
Seth is the nice one.
No.
Yeah. He's like the smiley, sweet, quiet, nice one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But Sean.
Not my baby Seth.
Not baby Seth. That reminds. Saying baby Seth reminds me of Troll 2. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't.
Where they keep calling the Grandpa Seth. And they're like, Grandpa Seth has been dead and in the ground for 6 months now.
Grandpa Seth.
And they're like, you need to banish him from your mind. Because the kid is sad his grandpa's dead.
Banish him from your mind.
And it's been 6 months, or it's like 3 months or something. They're like, get over it. Anywho, this is not Grandpa Seth. It's baby Seth. Yeah, Sean is the mean one. And is like the sweet.
Get Sean out of there.
I know. Because he is beating on his sister.
Yeah. And she's only 5.
I know.
But yet again, Jenny in love with
the white blonde
little
hair.
Boys. Yeah. White blonde hair again. And like outright says that Meredith is like not a cute kid.
She's like, she's not pretty.
Says Meredith squeezed a yellow tennis ball between her chubby hands. She was 5 or 6, plump, with a round face like her mother's. She had curly light brown hair tied back in a loose ponytail and tiny dark eyes close together around a pudgy stub of a nose. She's not very pretty, Jenny thought, staring back at her. I was like, who thinks that about a child?
I don't know. I've seen a kid and thought, damn.
It's just like
it's so detailed.
And meanwhile, she is like so taken. And then like the description, and really this is an R.L. Stine problem, not a Jenny problem.
Yeah.
Jenny saw it once. Yeah. No shit. Jenny saw at once that Sean and Seth were identical twins. Seth had the same white blonde hair, the same solemn brown eyes. He had the same slender, frail build, the same pale skin. It's like just the way she's like describing the features in her mind is like, yeah, we can tell that you think these boys are beautiful and that Meredith is a little troll.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the other thing, like that Cal also has white blonde hair. I'm just like, girl, like you've got a pattern and you need to figure it out.
You need to break it. You need to talk to your psychiatrist about this.
So, yeah, Seth.
Yeah, you're right. Sean is the
mean one.
Because he calls Meredith Piggy, and she says, don't call me Piggy. And then she says when Sean was little, Mommy used to call him Bunny Rabbit. Because he was, like, so tiny and pale, and he looked like a little bunny rabbit. Meredith lets out a mean laugh. And then Sean, it says, with an angry cry, Sean ran after her. He caught her easily, tackled her from behind, landed on top of her. And he's 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And began furiously pounding her back with both fists. Thrashing her arms helplessly, Meredith started to scream and cry. That's a horrifying scene.
Yeah. And, I mean, here's the thing. Brothers, I do not have a brother, but apparently brothers can be like that.
Oh, sure.
But also, Jenny, like, takes a while to intervene, which I was like, Jenny, like, you are babysitting them right now.
I think it just felt like it took a while. And also, she's not even babysitting them yet. She's just like saying hi to them, I think.
No, she's watching them for a moment because the mom is like, can you just like come in here and watch them like while I go like to the store or something?
Or the bank or something. Yeah. But it says like, blah, blah, blah. Thrashing her arms helplessly, Meredith started to scream and cry. Hey, stop, Jenny shouted, running over to them. So she goes right over, but it didn't feel.
It felt like it took a long time
fully handling it.
Well, because also they were antagonizing each other so much for so long before, like before it got violent, because they're both being so mean to each other. And then her and sweet Seth.
Sweet ghost Seth.
Are like, they're both kind of like, aren't they so immature? And she's like, wow.
Seth just keeps saying they're like this all the time.
Well, because there's a point where it's like she felt immediately drawn to this sweet blonde haired angel baby boy. I'm like, Arl's ew. Like,
stop.
Stop.
What is your problem?
Stay away from my son.
Yeah. Makes me want to like grab these kids closer every time a narrator describes
me
them.
Me too. I'm like, get Jenny away. I don't care that he's an evil ghost. Get her away.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint.
the name of 2 months and they ain't close together. Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
I also was like, this mom, Mrs. Warsaw, I know that she's like going through it.
Yeah, she's struggling.
She's struggling, but she is really taking advantage of this girl.
And she doesn't even know her.
She doesn't even know her. But the thing that she does know is that when there's a moment where she's having a conversation with Jenny and the mom at the same time, Jenny and Jenny's mom, and she's like, hey, can you babysit my kids? And Jenny's like, I don't know. And her mom's like, if it's going to be too much for you, like, this is really not good for you. You need to step away, like, after everything that happened. And she's like, Mom, I know. I think I'm going to do it. And the whole time, Mrs. Warsaw is just standing there watching this. If I was asking my neighbor, like, hey, can you, like, watch my kid?
and this was the interaction taking place.
I would be like, you know what? It's fine.
That's okay. Yeah. I'll find someone else. Take them with me to the bank or wherever it is I'm going.
Well, she had to go see her sister, her sixth sister.
Oh, that time. Yes. Yeah.
But, like, the fact that she's like, great, thanks so much. You're saving my life. I was like, but.
She is desperate for childcare.
She really needs it. Her kids are probably acting like freaks because they're haunted.
Because they're being visited by a guest.
So, like, they're probably acting really weird. She's like, I don't want to be around them. She's like, you know what? No one knows my sister, so I'm just going to say she's sick. I'm going to go.
I was going to say, this woman is not going to her sister. She is definitely shacking up with a man.
Oh, yeah. No, she's like going over to like the bullpen dive bar and like flattening out her ass by planting it on a bar stool for hours, waiting for some bar fly to come over and ask her, you got company for tonight, Missy?
Do her 7 minutes of riding a bucking bronco in the bathroom.
She's like, make me feel young again.
No hands. Can you stay on top? Don't touch the reins.
Yeah. And then she comes back home and she's like drenched in sweat.
And there's a fucking ghost hanging out with her children. So she's like, can you just watch them, please?
Yeah. The bar is calling. She's got
to
get
Mama back. Has a rodeo to get to. Yeah.
Papa was a rodeo. Mama was a rock and roll band. I got to get back over there, baby.
I'm raising these kids on my own. And they hate each other.
She's like, listen, for 4 hours a day, I got to pretend that I was never saddled up with these freaks.
Like, look, I'd take the ghost over the other two at this point.
Because honestly, the ghost is
much lower
maintenance. Yes. Yeah, he's like, sure, he's homicidal, but not to Mrs. Warsaw.
Is he a little monster ghost? Yes.
Yeah.
Does she know he's even there? No.
No. So that's the other thing. This woman doesn't even know that there is a ghost that is fully integrated itself into the family.
And like, so no wonder Sean is acting out.
Yeah.
Like, a ghost is like constantly at their side. And they have said, if you tell anyone, I'll murder you.
And also, the ghost has taken his form. So yes. The ghost is like,
Sean is really going through it. And I take back everything I said. His behavior makes perfect sense.
Yeah, he just wants to be noticed. Because like, the thing is, his mom doesn't even notice. Because she's like, oh my gosh, like Meredith looks like really pale. And like, Sean looks really skinny. So like, make sure they go to sleep early. But like, instead of being like, okay. Like,
there's a ghost in your son's bed every
There's
night.
A ghost in your son's bed every night.
Just like him and
night.
Is threatening his life. He says, fucking anything. But like, yeah, no wonder when he's like standing there, he's like, here's my brother.
Yeah. And she's like, nice to meet you. Oh, is that your
twin? And he's like, mm-hmm. He's like, shut up, Piggy. And then the sister's like, he used to be called Bunny Rabbit because he's so pale. Like, shut up.
Yeah. He's definitely just projecting. Punch. There, we know that there is something wrong in the family. And then that's the other thing too. Like,
oh yeah. And so they so casually are like, oh yeah, the dad is dead.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. So they have dead dad. And he, okay, this is the other thing. Like, every time the mom comes home, the ghost twin, who's not even a real twin, he's like, just wants to look like.
Yeah, he's just taken Sean's form mm-hmm. because he wants to be alive again.
And he like, is like, they were really nice to me. Like, that's why I wanted to look like Sean. I wanted to be his twin because like, I just love that family so much. And like
he's a liar.
He's lying because also we find out later that like they didn't keep his secret because they loved him.
They love him. Yeah.
It's because they're haunted. Oh, that's right.
When they're like scared of him.
They're like, this house is haunted. And they like keep looking at Seth. And Jenny's like, Mr. Hagen, is he back?
This house is haunted.
Tee hee hee.
And also, like, is it my ghost?
Oh my God. Also, I felt so bad for Sean when he comes downstairs and he's like,
I have to tell you something. He's like, I have to tell you.
And she's like, what is it?
And Seth's like, what are you doing down here? He's like, getting water. I was just getting water.
And she's like, no, you said you wanted to share a special secret with me. And he's like, no, just water.
I didn't say that. The secret is water. Stay hydrated.
Get a grip, Jenny. Get a grip.
Please recognize the signs of abuse.
Because that's the other thing too. And I know I keep saying that's the other thing because there's a million things. Jenny is not a good babysitter. We just have to.
Yes, we've said it before and we'll say it again. She's bad at it.
She's bad at it and she's learned nothing. She has experienced three crazy babysitting experiences, has not learned a thing from any of them. And then now she's in her fourth crazy babysitting experience. And she's like, what's happening? I'm like, bitch, this isn't your first rodeo. This is your fourth. You've experienced three
Please
crazy
recognize
babysitting.
An unsafe, not normal situation when you encounter it.
Also, so she keeps being like, she's like, hey, twins, I need to talk to you. Were you running around outside in the mist? And they're like, and then Seth is like, yeah, it was me. Hee hee. And she's like, really? And he's like, no, I'm just kidding. Actually, I was thirsty in the middle of the night and I looked outside and it was really foggy. So you were probably seeing things. And she's like, okay.
Like, I accept this. No, you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. He's lying to you. And I felt bad for her friend Claire, who is like watching her friend.
Claire is really trying to be a good friend. I appreciated Claire's reaching out. And I appreciated Claire ratting Jenny out to her mom because her mom needs to know that Jenny is going through this.
Oh, did you notice the moment when Jenny was like looking at Rick and she's like, he's like kind of hot. I was like, Jenny.
Yes, but I think in two, Rick was trying to date Jenny.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think Claire and Rick were not dating. And he was a red herring love interest in the second book.
Mm.
If I am not mistaken, because I started to listen to our old episode to remind myself what the fuck these books were about.
Well, because we were talking about this before we sat down to record, that like we remembered one and two. But like three, it was gone from my memory.
Yeah, three is not in our brains anymore. I guess the pandemic, it's like just slid right off our pandemic brains.
Smooth brains.
Smooth surface, no wrinkles in which to fall in.
Yeah, and we like fucking eternal sunshined that memory out. But yeah, because every time it was like, is this something supernatural? No, it's just a psychiatrist's secretary, like for some reason, mm-hmm. tormenting you.
Mm-hmm.
And then in three, it was like, no, you're just crazy and you think you're Mr. Hagen.
And she was tormenting her cousin Deborah, who was babysitting.
Yes. And then now in this third one or fourth one, she is babysitting again. Don't, but okay. That was the other thing.
Don't, but okay is like the theme of all of these books.
Of all of these books. Don't, but okay.
Don't, but okay.
But like this too, okay. So she's experiencing like scary things happening and it's mostly cold hands touching her. It's just like cold hands. She's like, what is that?
No.
Ew. There's a cold hand on me. And then one of them, it's like, tries to make her stab herself.
Though I gotta scary. Say, this, those two moments were legitimately terrifying. Of like, Seth apparently went invisible and was trying to get her to stab herself with a chef's knife.
Yeah, that was wild.
And then,
and it does pierce her shirt and touch her skin.
And I was shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked when it didn't turn out to be like a prop knife the kids had put there.
Nope.
Which
it was
is
a real
classic
fucking knife.
RL move.
Yep. And then the other one was, well, this one I did laugh at because look, we never know what's going to happen to us during times of stress and trauma. However,
so true.
So she's like sweeping things into the disposal. And then she has it on. And then this cold hand is pushing her hand towards the disposal. And she's like, and she's like trying to pull her hand away. And then it's like, oh, and then at the last minute, she remembered to turn it off. I was like, oh, I thought she couldn't reach it. I thought there was some other thing keeping her from trying to turn it off instead of like, oh, yeah, I'll just turn it off.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Well, that was an option the whole time?
It was sort of like, I forget how it was phrased. It was sort of like in a moment where she had control over her own body again, she was able to do
she remembered.
So it was like.
No, it was that she remembered.
Remembered?
Was,
oh, okay.
Yes. Like literally she was like, and then, hold on, I'm going to try and find it. Maybe I'm wrong. When does this happen?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right
it's
now.
It's after the knife, right?
Oh,
or is it before?
Force, blah, 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 you weren't telling me.
Oh, here we go. Garbage disposal. All right. All right, the garbage disposal's after. Okay. So the hand is like pushing her. She's like, oh my God. She's like, please. And she's straining and struggling. And she's like trying to keep her hand away from the whirring blades. And then in her terror, in her desperate panic, a moment of clear thought. And then she just turns it off.
I see.
With a frantic cry, she reached up her free hand and clicked off the disposal. Because that's
she's
the other
just
thing.
Like, she's so terrified
yeah,
that
she's
she couldn't
so
even. She didn't even remember that she had power
over
to
everything in her body except the hand that was being pushed.
Yeah,
to the thing. Which look, sure. Sometimes you freeze. Sometimes you freak out. You don't remember things. Whatever. But like, I was just like, oh, I thought you like something was stopping you from turning it off. Like you couldn't reach it or something.
Yeah.
But she's like, oh, I just had to turn it off.
Oh, right.
Crisis averted. So she pulls her hand away. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But this
but that,
too.
But that because like who isn't afraid that if they put their hand down the garbage disposal, it would come on. So the idea of it being on and somebody's forcing your hand in there. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, vomit. That's why that kind of thing is visited so much, right? Anything like blenders, like garbage disposals, anything with whirring blades in a horror movie, you know that shit's going to blend up something. So I also was laughing at this part. I did feel bad for her, but also she needed to realize like this is normal for everybody to think. Like she's like, everyone thinks I'm crazy. And I'm like, but you have to, yeah. Yeah, they do. I don't know.
Because
it's crazy.
Not, and because to everyone's credit, that's not what they're saying. They're not like, Jenny, no. You're acting crazy right now. Actually, everybody's being very sensitive. They're just like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need to talk? If you're experiencing things, reach out to your therapist. So that's not like everybody going, you're crazy. It's everybody going, yeah. Jenny, you need help.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually like a sensitive portrayal of what would be and should be happening.
Well, and that's like the thing where they are reacting to you in the context of their experience with you. So you thought you were Mr. Hagen and tried to kill someone. So like,
they have every right to be like,
is this happening again?
Yeah. Because you have been a danger to yourself and others. And I bind you, Nancy.
Yeah. Yes. Because you literally thought you were a dead man last year.
Tried to kill your cousin.
Yeah.
So very fair reactions on the part of everyone.
You know what? I used to get into arguments with an ex of mine where he would be like, oh, because I would be like upset that something was the same as it had been in the past. Like, I don't know how to describe it without giving away too many details, but it's just like, I would be like, oh, no, this is what it was. That I would be attributing reasoning behind a behavior that had been the reasoning behind other specifically like similar behavior in the past. So does that make sense? I know I'm being very vague. But it would be like, you did thing A 5 times in the past. And the reason that you did thing A was reason B.
Uh-huh.
And now you're doing thing A again. So I think that you're doing reason B. And my ex would be like, ugh, well, like, you're being really unfair and you're like ascribing all of this stuff to me. And I'd be like, yeah, because I know you from.
Because
like,
there's a pattern of behavior. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not unfair that I think you're doing this because of B, because you did it because of B 5 other times.
Yeah.
And that always drove me crazy. It's like, you're just being really unfair. You're not giving me the benefit of the doubt. And I'm like, why? Why would like, I
gave you the benefit of the doubt the other 4 times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fool me 5 times. And I'm going to talk about you on a podcast.
Shit. Fool me 5 times. Divorce.
Yeah. Although, actually, it was not that ex. I was dating a serial cheater.
Times, breakup.
Yeah. And it was just like a guy who cheated on me 1,000,000 times. And I was like, so you're like, and you know me, I'm not a jealous person, really. Like, I'm not, I guess I don't trust some people, but like, you know, if I see my boyfriend texting a girl, I'm not like, who the fuck is that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this guy like would just, he would kept texting his ex. And I was like, I just feel like you're going to cheat on me again. And he was like, why, Kelly, that is so mean that you would say that.
Why would you think that? Just because I have and am?
Just because I have and currently am?
That's so God,
that's really unfair, you know, Kelly. That's so mean.
Your lack of faith in me makes me want to cheat on you. You know what? It's this kind of lack in faith that makes my dick hard.
It's not for you.
Not for you, for others.
Someone else.
You know what? Ex. Just to show you, I'm going to go cheat on you.
It's just so fucking funny. I'm like, what was I doing? Being like, yeah, it's okay that like, even at 2 times, like we're still going to stay together. Like, prove to me that you want to be with me. Girl, he already did. He proved to you he did not. Oh my God. Wow.
You know what? We do a lot of things.
Yeah. 22-year-old Kelly did not.
That's so young. That's so young. It's basically 12. So young. 22 is the new 12.
Oh my God. It really is. But yeah, so Jenny's like all mad because everyone's like, are you okay? And she's like,
why? Just because I tried to kill my cousin last year? Jesus.
Fuck.
Just because he took on the identity of a dead man and tried to kill my own cousin.
Just because I took on the Mr. Hagen mantle?
I'm tired of this lack of faith. When really everyone's being like very understanding and supportive. So
yes.
Good on them.
Yes. Wait. Lindsay, have you seen the music video for One of Your Girls by Troye Sivan? Am I saying that right? Sivan?
No.
I am obsessed with it. It is so good. there's just, and the song I think is really good. There's like a lot of, you can, it has so many, it's like a study of modern, of pop music. It has like certain parts, like, I don't know, there's like really cool dreamy guitar music, but then there's also like a part which sounds like Kavinsky Night Call, but then there's also like the choreo and the like visuals of the music video as well. Like there's like homage to Britney, there's like Madonna shit, there's like Celine Dion shit. Like it's not like direct homage, but like you see it and you're like, oh I see that, like sorry, something is poking my throat.
For a second I was afraid you were actually choking and I was like, I can't get to you.
I know, can you get here in an hour?
I'm on my way.
But it's really good and I really suggest it. And there's like, it's,
I'll look it up. Yeah.
It's mesmerizing. Because also it's just like very intense and then like surprisingly emotional at the end, and like the lyrics take on a new like sadness that at the beginning they were like kind of like, I'm so sexy and empowered. And then by the end it's like, oh fuck. It's good. It's really good. And I'd only previously known of him because right after my divorce I was really sad and Ryan came over and we watched a bunch of like Architectural Digest tours, and Troy Sivan's house sucked. We were like, this is horrible. We're like, this is the worst house I've ever seen. And we were like, who is this person? And I dismissed him at the time because I was like, this dumb little 20-year-old like doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. But now I'm like, you know what? Maybe I just didn't get the house. Maybe I just didn't understand. And it was over my head. Mm. But or now I'm awakened.
Maybe it wasn't good and now he's good.
I mean, I think the house is bad.
There you go.
I do think the house is bad. It had a lot of like dumb looking, uncomfortable furniture in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd be like, oh yeah, this is like, I write music on this like fur rug. And I was like, no, you don't. But now I'm like, maybe you do. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I got onto that music video.
I
something you said reminded me of it.
Don't, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. But so Jenny is like, I like keep seeing a little ghost boy running in the field outside my house, and I keep hearing growling noises, and I keep thinking a cold hand is touching me, and I keep thinking. Or I almost like stabbed myself or stuck my hand down a garbage disposal, but I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not fine.
And she tells.
It's not your fault, but you're not fine.
Because she tells Claire all of this. This was the other part that I laughed about. So like she tells everybody all of this, right? And everyone's like, oh my God. And she's also like, you're twin boys. And the mom's like, oh no, I don't have twins. So it's like to them. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she seems
you
seem crazy.
Like you lost it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I have to get back in that house. So she does, because, oh, also she keeps seeing like a girl ghost in the attic. And yeah. When she tries to open the attic, the boys are like, we have a prisoner up there. Hee hee hee. And she's like, that's weird. LOL. So then she's like, I have weird, to get in LOL. The attic. And she gets to the house. Oh, right, because the reason why she, like, gets taken to the hospital in this book is because she sees in her reflection Seth, and he's like, it was me, I'm trying to kill you, ha ha ha. And then she smashes a vase into the mirror and cuts up her arm, her hand, and they're all like, she's crazy.
And I thought there was something else afoot, because when, what's her... The mom gets home, the kid's mom. What's her name again?
Mrs. Warsaw.
Mrs. Warsaw. When Mrs. Warsaw gets home, she keeps saying when she sees that Jenny's cut herself, how did you do that?
Yeah.
And so I thought she saw something else, like she saw Seth in the mirror and was like, how did you like get him to like show himself? Or I thought Seth was going to be like...
A ghost they all knew?
Yeah, a ghost that they all knew, or like... He was a twin. He was her son. And she like saw him in the mirror in that moment and was like,
oh my
how
God.
Did you get him in the mirror
Wait,
or something?
What's that movie? it's where there's like two twin boys and they're doing really scary things and they're hurting their mom.
Mommy?
Is it called Mommy? It's not Mommy Dearest, but it's like Mommy.
Yeah, Mommy 2014 horror movie.
It's like, is it like German or something? No.
Or
what? No, it's Little Boys. So it's.
Yeah, that's not it. I thought it was called Mommy. That's weird.
It's
but I know exactly
like
the movie you're talking
about. Mother.
Mother Dearest? Mother.
No. Okay. I'm just going to Google.
Good night, Mommy.
Good night, Mommy.
Got it?
Yeah. Yeah. Good night, Mommy. Yes.
I Googled little boys horror, mother horror.
Oh, right. They're little boys who think that their mom has been. That's right.
Like
that's
replaced?
Right. That's right. Yes. Because she comes back with her entire face covered.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is not
our mom.
I see. So this was, oh, but not this version. So there's a 2022 American version.
Yeah, with Naomi Watts. But
yes.
It's an Austrian movie.
The one that I've seen is the Austrian movie.
Yeah.
And it's very good.
Same name, though.
Yes. But yeah, it's very good. Creepy. But I thought it was going to be something like that. I guess I won't give away the situation, but like I thought it was gonna maybe be that, especially when Mrs. Warsaw is like, she's like, oh my god, my sister's just been going through it with, and she starts naming names. She's like, what happened to her daughter and then the other person? I was like, what is that, like an Easter egg? Do you remember when she says that? She's like,
wait, what did she say?
So Mrs. Warsaw, hold on, it's when she's like, she's like, I'm,
when she's talking about what the sister's going through?
Yeah. She's like, oh my God. First,
like it's another R.L. Stein book or something?
Yeah. I don't know. Because why include those names? Because she's like, what happened to her daughter so-and-so? And then with so-and-so? I was like, maybe the ghost is one of those people. But then.
Yeah, but then it wasn't related.
So then I was like, maybe it's an Easter egg. Let me see.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm trying to find. Oh, here we go. First Al died, then Clarice got sick. Now this.
I guess she's just doing that thing where she's just like babbling, and so she's like giving more detail than a person actually needs to.
But why is R.L. Stein doing this to us? To us? Why are you doing this to us? That's a question that remains to be answered. But yeah, so she comes out of the hospital. And that's the other, like, why are they letting her just run amok? Because she's like, now I have to go, I have to free her, the ghost I saw, and I have to know the truth. So she goes back over to the neighbor's house, which, like, if I was the mom, she's not out of my sight. But she goes over there, breaks in, opens the door, Seth is there, and he's like, yes, I am a ghost, but, like, I love the kids and they kept my secret because they love me and my babysitter killed me. That's why I hate babysitters. And I was just all mixed up. I don't know. And she's like,
my babysitter pushed me down the stairs or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But to her credit, Jenny remembers the knife and the garbage disposal. And she's like, that doesn't seem like mixed up. I have to know the truth. Mm-hmm. So she opens it up.
And I have to, like, this girl has been talking to me. I can't not find out what's going on with the girl.
She lets her out. And the girl comes out and she's like, I'm sorry for what I have to do. And she's like, what?
I really liked that moment.
Yeah.
Because this was, like, I thought an actual good, like, cliffhanger switch.
Yeah.
Because it says, so the dark-haired girl burst out in a long gray sweater over a black skirt. Got to give the outfit. A triumphant smile on her face. The smile faded as she gazed at Seth. And then her eyes glowed red and her mouth twisted in an ugly frown as she turned to Jenny. No, oh no, Seth screamed. She killed me, Jenny, and now she's going to kill you. The girl took a lurching step toward Jenny. Her pale face twisted in fury. Her dark hair rose up around her head. Her eyes burned like flames. And Seth just keeps screaming. She's like, I wanted to help you, Monica. And she's saying, like, at last, after so many years. She spun around, turned her scarlet glare on Seth. She's calling him a liar. And then she, like, picks Jenny up.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's like, I'm sorry for what I have to do. And she picks Jenny up. And she's like, oh, and Jenny's like, oh, my gosh, she's going to throw me down the fucking stairs.
Inhuman strength, yeah. And then Instead, she Monica hugs her. Sets her down gently on her feet. She placed her on the top step. I want you out of the way. I want you safe. She brushed her cheek against Jenny's. Thank you, Jenny. I'll never forget you. And then she goes back and she and Seth have like a ghost battle.
I know. And Seth turns all like rotted into and nasty. A little,
yeah, rotting corpse boy. And they just like whirl around until they turn into black smoke.
And then disappear.
It's pretty cool. And then this is the best babysitter. This is the coolest babysitter.
Also, very funny because at the end, her parents, to them, or her to her mom, she has had some kind of mental break and broke into this house. And they're all like, oh my God, what are you doing in here? And she's like, it's okay. I'm actually like really good now. And they're like, what? Like,
now everything's going to be totally fine. They're like, you like ran off, broke back into their house.
Yes. Okay, look at this. We searched everywhere, Jenny's mom continued. Then Cal and I saw a light over here, and Jenny runs down and hugs her mom. And she's like, I'm okay now, mom. Really, I'm okay now. You don't have to worry about me anymore. I've been through a lot, and now I know I'm really strong. That, I'm sorry, sounds like a crazy
person.
You
sound unhinged. Yeah, it's like have you seen, absolutely sound like you need help.
Have you seen St. Maude?
No, but that sounds familiar, and I'm trying to place it in my brain.
I personally really, really, really liked it. Okay, then I won't mention it because it would involve spoilers. It's a movie. It is a 2019 British psychological horror film. It is directed by Rose Glass. It's a directorial feature debut. I really liked it a lot. It's just about this woman who's like, thinks that she's seeing God and all of this stuff. But I really, really, really love the end. The end is very striking and crazy and really cool. And it kind of, it explores like ardent faith and belief. And like, even if someone is delusional, does it matter to them because their faith is real, you know? It's cool. Very, very, very cool. But that statement at the end of like, I'm okay. I know I'm really strong. That sounds like someone fucking delusional.
Yeah, it sounds like, a mad woman, like, secure in her purpose.
Yes. Yes. It's like that calm before, like, Joan of Arc is like, burn me at the stake.
Yes.
And like, so her mom just like,
I'm stronger than ever, and the voices are right.
Exactly. And then the mom is like, okay, I'm very glad. And the mom said, okay, in this part, I was like, stop doing this. So mom's like, you never have to babysit again. Really, I mean it. No more babysitting. Jenny smiled. Alert, alert, alert. That's okay, mom. She replied brightly.
I might want to babysit again.
Only a crazy
someday.
Person says brightly.
Yeah.
It's a lot more exciting than you think. Jenny,
no. You're never babysitting again, ever.
You have to stop. You cannot babysit anymore. Is this the last one?
Yes, I believe it is.
Thank God. I can't. She can't do this again.
I could be wrong, though. Why? Like, No. Because in all the recap blogs, they don't show a fifth.
Yeah, it's only four of them. She can't do this again.
She can't and she shouldn't.
It's, can you imagine?
No.
Like talking to someone absolutely, and they're like, not. Yeah, I love babysitting. And you're like, okay. And they're like, okay, you're trying to find a babysitter for Ramona. And they're like, I actually really love babysitting. It's like really exciting. And you're like, that's a weird word. And they're like, yeah, well, I like had this weird experience where like, I was babysitting, this house next door and like the dad, like his first child was like killed, by a babysitter. And so like, he thought I was the babysitter. So he, tried to kill me. So that was really scary. But then I started babysitting again.
Okay.
And like,
how soon after?
So like weeks probably, like, yeah, I think I bounced back pretty fast. So and I was junior again, and I was also like, obviously, I had a lot of trauma from that. So I was talking to this psychiatrist.
Good. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, am I seeing the ghost of the dad who killed, who tried to kill me?
Oh my God. That's how terrifying.
But I'm not, it wasn't me being crazy. So it was actually that like my doctor's my psychiatrist's secretary was pretending to be him and torturing me. And I don't actually really know why.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was really crazy. And then, so I was like, I need to get away. And so I started, I was like, I don't want, I do really love babysitting, so I'm going to keep doing it, but just like not in my hometown. So I went to my cousin's house. She was babysitting. And like, you know, when you're just like caught up in something and you're like, oh my God, am I the guy who tried to kill me? So now I tried to kill my cousin, and I was also on a horse.
What? Is she okay?
I think she's okay. Yeah,
you
she's
think
fine.
She's okay?
She's fine. I think she's fine. I haven't heard from her since because I did spend a year in a mental hospital. So, so I got treatment.
Okay.
But then I came out of it and I was like, I want to babysit again. So I met these like cute kids next door, and like it was three kids, but actually it was really only two because one was a ghost. Anyway, I love your family. Your child is so blonde. Your child's so
she's not
blonde. Yeah, I know.
It's like delusional.
She looks just like all of the children I've babysat. This is crazy.
It is.
Is your phone ringing? Your phone's ringing. I'll go get it.
It's not. I don't have a landline.
Can you imagine? Four times.
Look. I have seen a psychiatrist. I am all for not stigmatizing someone who has received treatment.
Oh, I love it. Get treatment. We love it.
You should leave the field of babysitting after that. And I would not hire this person.
I would not hire this person because...
They absolutely should be... So they should work. I believe that she can work. I just don't think babysitting... is a healthy choice for anyone.
Well, because also, if it seems like babysitting is the thing that keeps trying to kill you, it's maybe not for you.
Exactly.
Right? I don't believe in God, but I think I would after this. I think I would be like, someone's trying to tell me to not do this. Like,
this would make you believe in God.
Yeah, I would be like, there's a force out there that's trying to tell me babysitting's not for me. So I need, maybe I go to grad school.
Yeah.
Maybe I do something else. Anything
Definitely.
Else.
Yeah.
Yes. Because quitting is not a failure.
No.
In fact, leaving
a particular profession, absolutely normal.
And especially one that keeps actively trying to kill you.
Yes. Especially.
I did like this book. I liked it a lot.
I enjoyed this one. Yeah. I was so relieved that it was an actual ghost and that was fun. And the ghost fight at the end was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun visual. I like that each one of these babysitter books is so different, even while it's Jenny every time.
She has lived such a varied life.
Stop babysitting.
She's lived such a... I think if you find yourself atop a horse in a lightning storm, thinking that you are the ghost of your...
Tormentor.
Captor, your tormentor.
Mm-hmm. Of your attempted murderer.
Holding a baby that's not yours, but saying, I have my baby back. And trying to kill your cousin. I think at that point, you can be like, you know what? Maybe I should go work at the donut hole.
Yes. Maybe the donut hole is for me.
Yes. But yeah, they are so different. They're like very different books that all are happening to the same fucking person. It's like...
insane.
It is truly... It's as if Murder, She Wrote was drastically different in formula and genre every time, and it was all always around Jessica Fletcher.
Murder, She Babysat.
Murder, She Babysat. Truly.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say read this one for sure. Very fun, very short, very punchy. Very punchy. Thank you everybody for listening.
Yeah, we really appreciate you. Thank you to our Patreon subscribers. If you would like to become one and gain access to extra episodes, go to patreon.com/teencreeps. Special shout out to our Patreon producers who give at the $15 a month level. Thank you, Adam Howitz,
Amanda K,
Amy T,
Ann Dwyer,
Caitlin L,
Carrie H,
Courtney McPhail,
Danielle Lamana,
Danny B,
Drew Aranas,
Ellie Lagos,
Emma,
Emma M,
Aaron B,
Gabriella Santiago,
Gwendolyn Ludovic,
Hannah L,
Jason H,
Jeremy Kronk,
Jeremy Goodfellow and Marco Pavlicic,
Jesse T,
Jessica Smith Harper,
Jessica U,
Jonathan Venable,
Kat Miller,
Keith Anderson,
Kelly Burns,
Carrie N,
Cody X Siegel,
Landry Desmond,
Larry Nguyen,
Laura Hooper,
Maddie M,
Megan Lozier,
Melody,
Micah Eunice,
Miguel Camacho,
Molly G,
Molly Marks,
Noah Spargo,
Nora Orion,
Rachel C,
Randy Klett,
Rebecca Goss,
Robert F,
Rogue Kalahua,
Sarah Wallen,
Sasha Gibson,
Sylvie T,
Victoria Beck,
and Whitney E.
Yay!
Thanks, everyone. We really appreciate you, and thank you to all of our Teen Creeps listeners. We really appreciate you guys.
Yay. We will see you next week. Until then, keep it creepy.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Kelly Nugent, Lindsay Kaytai, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.